me up. This is the Fully Charged Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Look, I enjoy every show that we do, but I thoroughly enjoyed this morning's one.
Now, it was good crack. All right. We went on the hunt for, I wouldn't say, now, is this the realm of an obscure celebrity? I don't think it is an obscure one. But it's a more of a surprising person. Let's not give away the name. More of a surprising person that we thought for just a few minutes could be living in Ireland, and he's from the US.
I only like two of his songs, and I only know three.
What songs do you like?
Am I giving it away?
Yeah, okay. I think you are.
I will say that he did have a nice voice. I remember when he did hit the scene, I thought he was older than what he actually was.
How old was he?
Oh, yeah, like 18 or something.
He was only 18. I thought he was in his
30s.
I was
only 18. And ding, 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 ding.
Does he say that in his song?
I don't know. No, I'm thinking of when I was 13, I had my first love. Luda. Justin Bieber was a babe.
Would you like to hang out with Justin Bieber?
No.
I would like to see what he's like. I think he would be okay.
He'd put me on edge.
One to one. Would he?
Yeah, put me on edge.
I'd say be quite intense.
Yeah, I don't think you could relax around him.
He's very religious. Do you know that?
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing, but just surprising.
Just pointing it out.
Just stating a fact.
And the fact has been stated.
My birthday is happening this Sunday, boys.
Happy birthday. Do you think I've anything planned for the show?
The big 2-1, Nathan, is it?
Well, you're going to have to do it tomorrow because you know I'm flying out.
Do you think I'm an idiot?
Do you have something?
Maybe.
Do you actually?
Don't know.
Andy, are you involved in this?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Will I like it? Surprises scare me, if I'm honest with you. I tend to not like surprises because I'm always scared that they're going to walk into the studio.
Would you be up all night the night before thinking about it?
No, but I'll feel anxious doing the show tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't want a massive thing.
Okay.
I never look for one.
It's not massive.
I don't want to. The problem is,
Do you want anything?
I would like a Nero.
Remember
Nero coffee.
When I got you the lovely Christmas present of Kristen Maloney, X Factor.
No, that was lovely. But I was really scared.
Why?
See, I don't like if you ever welcome someone in the studio.
Why not? You're not welcoming.
You feel like I have to react a certain way.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Maybe you're the religious one. You always pray to Jesus when you don't know what to say.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Remember you did that once.
You get disappointed, don't you?
Yeah.
You do get disappointed.
I do. But remember the time when we dedicated a whole show to
my
birthday. Oh my God, if we did that these days.
Why can't we do it these days?
Because we get killed.
Why?
It's too self-indulgent.
What does that mean, too self-indulgent?
All about Nathan.
If you like someone, you're gonna. The listener will enjoy it.
Will they enjoy me every link getting a person from your past on for 2 hours? Oh, Andy, I got a person he met travelling once.
Clark.
His old lecturer.
You told me this, but I didn't realise it was an entire show.
Oh, yeah, it was
3 hours.
Well, it was 2 hours. It was Zucru, so it was 2 hours at the time.
That 2 hours at the time?
We had it easy, baby.
Oh, my God.
We were only 7 to 9.
That's mad.
I didn't see anyone during the day. It's a lonely existence.
Like, as much as I love Jazz and Laura, I wouldn't like to be doing that last hour, even though that's got nothing to do with.
Yeah, but Trending 9 at 9 comes on after 9, so that kind of takes up a good
half. Yeah, it's
half.
Quite late, though.
Yeah, but you're just sitting there waiting for, like, doing the countdown.
I used to hate coming home.
Make a cup of tea.
True.
I hated coming home and no one was there.
Yeah. Well, they were there. They were just in bed.
You know, do you remember I lived in that first place?
Oh,
That was
a hellhole.
I did that for, like, 4 months, 5 months.
That's not that long. I did that about 4 or 5 years. No, I did for 4 or 5 months, and then I lied to my housemates and then moved 3 doors down. I moved home, my parents.
Well, I did move closer.
Oh, yeah, I moved closer to home.
Not to work.
Oh, is it to work, you said?
Yeah.
That wasn't closer to work.
It wasn't
because you got the bikes
it's
to work.
Subjective.
So you had to walk past that door. So you sent you were
I
three
didn't
doors
get the
away.
Bikes to work.
You did. You always got the bikes to work.
Not in the new build. Not in the building we're at now. But
no, you were talking about Martin Street.
Yeah,
you biked to work because you lived 3 doors down.
That is true.
Right.
No, I'm thinking of when we moved to this building, but I wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, no,
right.
We weren't
Sorry
there. On the podcast, we talk about that celebrity. We try to track down serials. Also, Nathan knows nothing. Good one there. And burger eating challenges. Here we go.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Graham, you know I like to live my life on the edge. You'll hear me around the building often saying things like YOLO, you only have one life, you gotta live it proper, live it strong. Well, yesterday...
Always, he's forever saying that.
Yesterday I decided to freshen up a few things in my life and I bought a brand new cereal.
Now, what usually happens after our show is myself and yourself, we go and we have a little bit of... It's our second breakfast essentially, because we have porridge around 6 and then we have our second breakfast after the show at 10. And you used to join me on the egg train. The two of us used to make our scrambled eggs and we just sit there and shove it back our throat because we actually don't really enjoy them. But you've taken the brave move to move to cereal and sugary cereal at that.
Well, I found the eggs very smelly.
I'm so jealous of you and your cereals.
So yeah, with these cereals, they have spiced up my life a little bit and I'm always looking for different cereals. I don't just stick to the same one. But yesterday I saw this in the supermarket and I went, you know what, I'm going to give it a chance. Now, I'm not going to say the name of this cereal, but there's a lovely picture of it. I could see what the cereal was going to look like and it was throwing out words like great fiber, strong flavor, and it excited me. Yeah, so yeah. I bought it at a bargain price. Then I went into the kitchen, poured it into the bowl, looked different to the picture. Now, I used to own an aquarium in my family house with tropical fish, and I would have to feed the fish a specific food, not the sort of food that you feed your goldfish Brian.
Right.
Oh, didn't Brian die? Sorry about
goldfish
that.
Goldfish Brian died, goldfish Pitbull died, now all that's left is Jürgen.
Well, this cereal looks like the fish food that I once used to feed my fish.
It also looks like, I used to work in a shop, we used to sell beef pellets for cattle. Oh. That's what it also looks like as well.
It's just have a taste, because I'm not even happy with the flavour.
Okay, so it looks like pellets, essentially. But does it...
Just describe now.
It's strange, because it doesn't taste like how it looks. It kind of tastes, and this sounds weird, but it tastes like Christmas.
Of a boiled goose?
No, it like cinnamon and spices and... It tastes like the love and joy of Christmas, but it doesn't. But it's not nice.
But you're not smiling. Maybe it's Christmas Day when your parents are arguing.
Yeah, that's it.
So I'm not really too happy with that cereal, and I was looking around the box and I saw that they said if you're not too satisfied, yeah, you're really loving it now, aren't you? If you're not too satisfied with the cereal, there's an address.
Oh yeah,
at the back of the box. And it says, get in contact.
Oh, you're not looking for a refund.
I'm not looking
for
a refund.
What does cost about like €3?
It was just €3.99.
Oh, and you're going to ask for a refund.
I'm just throwing it out there this morning. Has anyone ever sent a letter to a product that they're not happy with? Do you know what I mean?
Nathan,
have you ever?
It's $3.99.
No,
just
I'm
let it go.
Just throwing it out there this morning. I'd like to know: have you ever gotten in contact with a company where you're not that happy with their product? And I don't know, they might give you more boxes or give you your money back.
Yeah, that's what
so
you're
the number's 087-711-1038.
That's the serial number or our number?
No, that's our number.
Okay, Alan, you're on the line. Tell us what you did.
We bought a box of, I worded that wrong. We bought a box of ice creams, but they were mini Smarty ice creams. They're like mini Cornettos for the kids. It was about 2 years ago, and there was 5 in the box, and I got to the 5th one, and it was fully wrapped with the lid on, with no ice cream in it, and I thought it was brilliant. And I wanted to send it back to the company with the box and the thing, because it was class. And the wife said, no way, not a chance. So that was it. There was no way. She was dead against it. And I sat in the press for about 2 months, and then it just got thrown out, but I just thought it was brilliant. I really wanted to send it back to see what the outcome would be, and she just said, no way. She said, not a chance. So
wait,
that was it.
I'm a little bit confused, Alan. So the ice cream, there was actually no ice cream. It was just full of wrapper.
No, it wasn't even. It was just the actual external wrapper with the lid on, like the Cornetto, except there was no ice cream in it. It was brilliant.
So the
box, I wanted to send it back, and she was like, no way. And as I said, it sat in the press for roughly 2 months, and I said, I'm going to send that back. I never did, and she dumped it, and that was it. It was gone.
They could have just said, you went the ice cream, Alan. What are you talking about? Everybody could be doing that.
It was sealed. Like, it was perfect. It was just literally as if the ice cream melted out of it and the cone melted out of it. It was unreal. I was so keen. I just wanted to see what he would say, you know what I mean?
Alan, you're like Nathan, you like a bit of a bargain, maybe a bit of money back.
And that's the first time anything's ever happened to do with a product, and I'm not one for looking for refunds or anything. Even if I buy a jumper and there's a rip down the back, I'll be grand for ventilation, I'd say, you know.
Alan, you're a gentleman, thanks very much.
No worries, take it easy.
Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And Nathan, this morning I woke up to a terrifying message on my Instagram. That's really annoying now as well.
Oh no, what was it?
It wasn't a message DM, it was a notification from Instagram themselves asking me, did I try to log into my Instagram in Taiwan?
What?
Someone is trying to hack into my Instagram. So then this morning I had to change my password, and now all my social media have different passwords, which is probably good for me trying to get rid of hackers, but for me trying to remember all my passwords, it's very frustrating.
What made you think of your new password?
I just stole yours from your Facebook.
I'm sorry, what?
I still know what yours from your Facebook.
No, you don't.
Begins at R.
Okay, you do.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
No sunshine today in Dublin, but is there sunshine in the showbiz shootout?
Graham, you got a brand new horse over there.
I did, yeah.
What's his name?
Alan.
Hey, Alan. Lovely horse.
Thank you.
The showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather. They each have a showbiz news story, and at the end, they decide which one is better. Graham, do you want to begin?
I'll begin this morning. And you know what? Sometimes we try to find funny stories, and, you know, we try to have a bit of crack with the stories. This is actually a really good feel-good story this morning.
Oh, let's hear it.
So it's got to do with Taylor Swift and one of her super fans. Her name is Aisha Curran. She met Taylor a couple of years ago. She's known as a massive Swiftie. Well, she posted on her Tumblr account, which is a social media account, that she couldn't afford her tuition and her rent, and she was $5,000 short. Lo and behold, a couple of hours later, she received a PayPal from Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
Saying, Aisha, get your learn on. So Taylor donated the money to her super fan. This isn't the first time, though, Taylor has donated money to some of her fans. In October 2018, she donated $15,000 to a super fan whose mum was in a coma for 3 years.
Oh.
Year before that, she helped a pregnant fan purchase a house. And in 2015, she gave a fan $1,989, a nod to her 1989 album, to help towards her student loans. So Taylor Swift,
that's a lovely feel-good story.
Is a good egg, especially towards her fans.
Doesn't Taylor Swift always invite a lot of her fans to her family house, and they get a preview of her new album?
I think Ariana Grande does that as well.
Oh, I think it's so nice.
But then again, if you want a critical ear on your music,
Taylor, everything you touch is amazing.
It's not the best to invite your super fans to your house. They're hardly going to go, I don't like track number 3 or 5, Taylor.
Get out. Leave my house.
Call the dogs.
One of my favourite people on this planet, Mr. Harry Styles, is not going to be in this film.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
I know you know the word sing.
Darling, it's bitter. Down where it's winter. Take it from me.
Harry Styles is not going to play the role of Prince Eric in the remake of The Little Mermaid. How frustrating. Harry Styles, we saw him in Dunkirk, the Christopher Nolan film.
And he was getting ready for the sea because he was on the water.
Yeah, you know that he was getting ready
for the role.
Play Prince Eric.
Yeah.
Sure, even during the making of the film, I think people were calling him Eric.
Yeah, of course. That's why. Was it Christopher Nolan directed Dunkirk?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Similarities between the two films, all right.
It must be very frustrating that Harry Styles perhaps auditioned to play Prince Eric, and they're really excited and they go, Harry, you have the role, and then he decides, do you know what, I don't want it anymore.
So it's him that's deciding he doesn't want the role, not that he wanted the role and they've taken it away from him.
No,
he was
him.
Offered the role.
He was offered the role, and he's been going for a lot of different roles. There's a brand new Baz Luhrmann film about Elvis Presley. He auditioned for it and he didn't get it. But he finally got this role in this film, Disney classic, and he rejected it. And I looked at just other celebrities that have turned down roles. Do you know one of your favourite films, The Dark Knight? You always get the name of it wrong.
The Dark Knight Returns.
Not Returns, that's the trilogy. I'm talking about the second one with Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Too confusing for me.
Harvey Dent. Matt Damon could have played Harvey Dent, but he declined the role and it went to Aaron Eckhart. Imagine if Matt Damon was in that film. Did you ever see the film Gravity? Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for it.
I think I fell asleep during it.
Angelina Jolie rejected that role. She didn't want it. She could have won an Oscar. And Tom Selleck, Richard, out of Friends with the mustache.
Yeah, I remember him.
Well, he could have been Indiana Jones, but he declined it and it went to Harrison Ford.
Oh.
You don't care about that because you don't watch Friends. All right, yours was more feel good. I'll give it to you.
Honestly, I was going to give it to you.
I'll take
because
it.
Because you did more research, but I'm taking it this one.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
It's a nice, wholesome game for the entire family.
It's where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you gotta do is get questions wrong. If you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win €100. Renata's on the line. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, we are fantastic. Renata, what a beautiful name.
I'm just listening to yours. You see, every morning I drop my child off to the childminder around this time and I'm listening to you guys and I'm driving to Dublin. So I said I better try my luck.
Why not? Today could be your day, Renata, where you go top of the Gotta Get It Wrong leaderboard. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Renata, your score to beat is 14. Jack is on top. So if you get 15 or more wrong, you go into pole position for that €100. Is that all good?
And I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
Lovely. Renata, I believe in you. Best of luck. Who is Victoria Beckham married to?
James Bond.
What sport did David Beckham play?
Tennis.
What Beckham is a photographer?
David.
What's 76 minus 3?
2.
17 plus 29 is 34. True or false?
Four.
What's on a Hawaiian pizza?
Apple.
What animal was Simba in The Lion King?
A lion.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Chicken.
Do your best Tobey Maguire impression.
How you doing?
What football club is Harry Maguire on?
Irish.
What's the capital of Italy?
Hungary.
What does a Lewis driver drive?
A bus.
Who is Katy Perry marrying?
Yourself.
Sing a Justin Bieber song.
Hello, my love.
What body part do you use a toothbrush on? Oh,
a bit of Westlife in
there. I love the Westlife.
I've been waiting for someone like you.
Oh, Renata, how did you find that?
I think I did good, yes.
Renata, you are a stunning woman indeed. You are warm, you are friendly, you are charismatic, okay. You are charming.
Yeah.
You actually reminded me of someone.
Really?
Oh, really?
You reminded me of a very, very young Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Oh, I love her so much. I do love her so much.
And we love you. Sharon!
Put Ozzy Osbourne there for
Renata,
Wednesday morning.
Do you have the red hair like Sharon?
No idea, I'm brown. Oh. My other half is red.
Oh, amazing. Well, look, Renata, I can tell you, you got 12.
Oh, I'm sorry. Renata, it was a great game this morning. Some fantastic answers, but unfortunately, you don't go top of our leaderboard. Thank you so much for playing, though, this morning, Renata.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Every morning, we do the Naughty Threesome at 8:45. We play three songs back-to-back from the Naughties.
Back to back.
How many backs do you put in there?
Three. Back to back.
The square root of back is back. Yeah. So I was really happy with yesterday's Naughty Threesome. I have to say you did a great job because I heard a classic.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber and Sean Kingston's Eeny Meeny. Such a good song. And do you remember I said this afterwards?
Two things I want to say. Eeny Meeny, one of the greatest songs you'll ever hear. Second thing, what has happened to Sean Kingston? Where is Sean?
He hasn't really sung in ages.
Is he okay?
Like, what has happened to that man?
It was a fair question, but then we saw after the show yesterday that a man called Ronan got in contact with us. And Ronan is on the line, and you believe you know what happened to him.
Yeah. So there's a thing going on a few years ago that, like, that Sean Kingston was living in Selbridge. And he was seen in Liffey Valley, like, loads of times.
So Sean Kingston, off your way to beautiful girl, is living in Selbridge and does his shopping in Liffey Valley.
Yeah, and like he was seen walking around Selbridge as well, like loads of times over like a course of a few months.
And did you ever see him, Ronan?
I didn't see him, no, but like my close friend saw him and I was keeping an eye out for him for a while.
And was he approachable?
I'm not sure now, to be honest. I'm pretty sure he was. Like, people were getting pictures with him and stuff.
This is amazing. Ronan.
What was he doing?
Ronan, thank you so much for letting us in on this juicy bit of gossip from last year. We're always up to date here on Fully Charged. Ronan, thanks very much. You're a gent. Bye-bye.
All right.
See you, Ronan. Bye.
It's just incredible to think that Sean Kingston was in Liffey Valley, probably getting a 3-for-2 in Boots.
I'm blown away. What was he doing? Why was he living in Selbridge? How long was he living here for?
First of all, do we have any more information on Sean Kingston? You can let us know on 087 711 1038. But also, we're open to other random places that you've seen celebrities.
Got a message in. Sean Kingston played in Maynooth last year at a really small gig, so maybe he was living in Selbridge.
Interesting. David, you have information on Sean Kingston for us.
I do. He doesn't live in Selbridge. He just passes through there every time he's in Ireland. He loves the food in DeMario's, the pizza in DeMario's. So he goes out of his way every time he's here and goes up to them. They tag him every time. It's every couple of months. I don't know whether he's here on gigs or on business, but every time he's here, he goes up to them. And now, I think last year, Justin Bieber was there twice. So there's a couple of them that go in. It's a really small restaurant.
What's called Mario's? Tesco's.
DeMario's. It's a small Italian restaurant.
Lovely.
But they just do pizza and pasta, but it's really good food. So there's quite a few celebrities now go to it. Now, it's nothing special. It's just this small little corner restaurant. But every single time
Mario's.
He goes there. Yeah, honest to God, he just goes up to it every time. Anytime he's in Ireland, he goes to it. But he doesn't live here. He's just here quite a bit.
All right, and did you ever see Sean Kingston in the flesh? And did he have a nice golden medallion around his neck?
He didn't have a golden medallion, but yeah, I've had food there a couple of times. And he was in there as we were coming in. He was leaving.
Wow.
But all of the staff know him by name. He just chills out with them. He goes in, has pizza, and chats with them.
How are you, Sean? How are things, Sean?
Weirdly chilled out when he goes in, but they've tagged on their Facebook all the time with him.
Wow. That is incredible. Thank you so much for this information.
David, this is huge information. This is like, if we were trying to crack a case, this would be a major breakthrough in the case.
That's it. If anybody has any tendencies to stalk him, you can just sit outside the Mario's now and just wait.
And David, just very quickly about this Mario's restaurant, do you think you need to book or could you just walk
No, you just walk in.
Amazing. This Thank you great. So much, David.
David, gentleman and a scholar. Goodbye.
No problem. Have
Take
a good morning,
man.
Mike.
See ya.
So I have found DeMario's Selbridge on Facebook.
Oh, no.
So it's not just Sean Kingston and Justin Bieber that go there. Also, former Irish international Niall Quinn.
Oh, wow.
But here he is. Here's Sean Kingston. Back from London gig for some fettuccine Alfredo. There he goes. There's Sean Kingston and his girlfriend sitting down.
Sean is so happy. And he does have loads of golden medallions around his neck.
Look, guys. So David says,
oh, wow.
He only goes to Selbridge for the food.
I'm sweating
right
now.
If we can find out if Sean Kingston, like that great information with David, I want to find out if Sean Kingston's still living in Ireland.
I want more news about Sean Kingston. Yeah, does he have a house in Ireland?
087 711 1038.
I have to say I'm a little bit emotional right now because what we've been speaking about is bringing tears into my eyes. Sean Kingston was in Ireland.
Okay, we know Sean Kingston was in Ireland. A lot of celebrities are in Ireland. But yesterday we said, whatever happened to Sean Kingston? Ronan got in contact, said he's living in Selbridge. Now, we found out this news is about a year old and he was in Liffey Valley, but we still hold on to the hope that he could be still living in Selbridge. We're trying to track him down piece by piece. David came on earlier, said himself and Justin Bieber have been in the restaurant, De Mario's.
Sounds absolutely beautiful. He goes for the fettuccine pasta.
That's in Selbridge, but we're trying to narrow it down. And earlier on, I said, could you imagine if he was in Liffey Valley and going to Boots? And Laura, you're on the line. You got some information for us.
I saw Sean Kingston in Boots in Liffey Valley.
Oh, wow. No,
no. Oh, my God.
With his shopping bag, with his girlfriend. And I was at the benefit counter with my good friend, Connor, who works there. And I couldn't bring myself to go over. So I just smiled at him and he smiled back.
He did go to Boots in Liffey Valley. Oh my
100%.
God.
Were people harassing him in Boots? It's Sean Kingston.
They actually weren't. And like I seen him then later on just walking through the centre and nobody went over to him.
Well, maybe they're harassing because he's just a local.
Yeah, exactly. He just fits in now.
There's Sean.
He lives down the road.
How long ago was this, Laura?
It was about a year ago. It was around the time we did the gig in Minutia.
Okay, and Laura, what was he purchasing in Boots?
I couldn't tell you now. I didn't get to look in his bags, unfortunately.
And Laura, I think I know the answer to this already, but you haven't seen him recently, have you?
I haven't. Oh. But I'm going to go to that restaurant now, 100%.
Yeah, what
just
is it?
Nice publicity this morning. To Mario's. Yeah.
Have you ever had the fettuccine pasta?
I haven't, but I love Italian. So okay. it's on my list now.
Well, if it's good enough for Sean Kingston and Niall Quinn, it is good enough for Laura.
100%. That's they'll it. Have to start paying you a commission now.
I think they will.
For all of this.
Laura, thank you so much for your Sean Kingston news. We really appreciate it this morning.
You're welcome.
See you,
thank
Laura.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Now we've Nicola on the line and you have more information on Sean Kingston for us.
Yes, him and Justin Bieber were actually in Picadero in Maynooth. Well, it would have been last year as well, though, but I know he was in Mario's, but it was in Picadero in Maynooth as well.
Oh, so wait, both.
Are there two restaurants now, De Mario's and Picadero's?
Yeah, De Mario's is in Selbridge, but you remember the whole hype of Justin Bieber was over playing basketball. I think you were there.
He was in Bushy Park.
He was in Bushy Park, but before that he was in Picadero's, and so was Sam Kingston. I think it was in and around the same time as well, because there was big hype in the news for the two guys being there.
I wonder, is there a WhatsApp group going around with celebrities that come to Ireland to just tell them where to go, because they're both of them going to the exact same places in Maynooth and Selbridge. Very strange.
Yeah.
And what type of restaurant is Picadero's?
Picadero's, it's tapas. So yeah, I suppose they're going for the kind of Italian, Spanish kind of theme. I don't know.
Continental.
So Sean and Justin, they like sharing food with one another.
Yeah,
seems like that. Nicola, again, great information
thank
this morning.
So
thank
much.
You.
And Nicola, yeah. You didn't have to do it, but you did.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Now this is great information. The only problem is, we're trying to get closer to him right now. It's just all a bit year old.
I don't have any closure, Graham. I just don't know what to do. Ooh. We've dedicated a morning to Sean Kingston.
Someone's listening right now and they're living right beside Sean Kingston and they're not letting us know.
I haven't even heard when Sean Kingston is gigging. How come I haven't heard that?
He's somewhere.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We have €150 up for grabs right now. And also, you can win that money and be in with the chance of going Zorb footballing with myself and Graham.
So how the Zorb footballing works is it's a 5-on-5. So we're going to have a spin team of 5 people.
We're trying to actually get our team together. Like, there's some bad players on the team,
a lot of
let's
bad players,
be honest.
Yeah, but I think we need to go for raw power, because the Zorb footballing just really looks like you're running to people with the bubble. And then you'll get 5 people and you'll take us on. It's happening next Tuesday and it's all thanks to Nui and their high quality indulgent ice cream.
So if you want to win that money right now, all you have to do is tell us which famous landmark is Nui-er. See what we did there? A, Big Ben,
or B, the White House?
Which is the newest? Let us know on 087 711 1038 if you want that €150 and the chance to join us on that urban adventure, all with thanks to Nui Ice Cream.
What attire are you going to wear on the day?
Oh, I'm going shorts. I might wear...
How short shorts? Because you have some very short shorts.
You know. I'll wear my shortest ones and then I'll roll them up again on my waistline to get them even shorter. We have Joe on the line. Hello, Joe.
How are you doing, Graham?
Hello, Joe. Nathan here. Do you mind if I call you Joey, baby?
You can indeed.
Listen to this, Joe. We want to sort you out with €150 and go in the draw to be the chance to join us on an urban adventure next week. Zorb footballing, 5-on-5. You're going to be taking on Spin's team if you win. Will you be excited to do that?
I would indeed.
What sort of player are you like?
I'd be more of a midfielder.
Okay.
Lovely. And do you have big, burly shoulders on you?
Not really, no.
Lovely, you'll do.
I played Gaelic when I was a kid, so I'm kind of broad.
Okay. So this is what's going to happen. If you want to join us and win that €150, all you got to do is tell us. Which one of these landmarks is newer? A, Big Ben, or B, the White House?
Big Ben.
You got it right.
You're going, Big Ben. You're correct.
You have just won €150, and next Monday we will be picking one of our daily qualifiers out to join us Zorb footballing, so make sure you listen. We could be picking you out, Joe. Thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Don't be doing any weights, Joey, baby. Stay lean.
Hey.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Pens down, screens off, because it's time for Nathan Knows Nothing.
I didn't enjoy this one this morning, I'll be honest with you.
Why not?
You gave me the topic of seagulls to study, and it's really difficult.
That's the idea of it, though.
Yeah, but you gave me pasta last week, and I got all three questions correct because I'm passionate about the subject. It really teaches you that if you're passionate about something, you'll do well in it.
This week's subject is seagulls.
I don't like them as animals. They're really scary. They're only getting bigger.
They are huge. Nathan, three questions coming at you. If you get 2 to 3 correct, I will give you the week.
I'm not confident.
Question number one. Most seagulls breed in coastal colonies, but which type of seagull breeds in the interior of dry deserts far from water?
Didn't study this.
A, the yellow-footed gull. B, the grey gull. Or C, the California gull.
I'm going to say not to the California gull. So this is their nesting in the city.
No. Dry interior of deserts.
Going to go with the second one.
You're saying grey gull. Nathan O'Reilly, you're off to an absolute...
Wow.
Fantastic start.
Incredible.
Number two, you get this right, you've won the week. What is unique about the Pacific seagull?
I really didn't pay attention to the seagulls.
A, it has a heavy bill. B, it can swim. Or C, it has a blue streak on its wings.
The Pacific gull. I don't think seagulls can swim, so I'm going to say no to that. The blue stripe or the yellow what?
I said, what is unique about the gull? A, it has a heavy bill. B, it can swim. Or C, it has a blue streak
on
its wings.
I'm going to go with the heavy bill.
It has a heavy bill? Nathan O'Reilly has done it.
Have I actually? Oh, what a robbery this morning. Oh, amazing.
Number three.
Oh, you're not happy over there. Come on, smile.
Which of these sentences best describes seagulls? A, they are tree-nesting herbivores. B, they are ground-nesting carnivores. Or C, they are cliff-nesting omnivores.
I'm gonna go with C.
You're going with C? That they are cliff nesting omnivores. You're wrong, it's B. But Nathan, you still win the week.
Thank you very much.
You're on a roll. Last week, 3 out of 3 in pasta. This week, 2 or 3 in seagulls. Nathan, you know nothing, but you do know something about seagulls.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
But around this time every single morning, Nathan loves it. It is Choose the News.
I'm obsessed with it. I can't get enough of it. Choose the News. Graham has 3 bits of news and I choose one of them to hear the full story from. Cannot wait for this morning's one.
Headline number 1. Do you want to hear about a hairy situation? Number 2. Nice to meet you, Mr. Grim Reaper.
Oh, you really emphasised the meat there.
Or headline number 3, freebie TV.
A little bit peckish right now. A little bit hungry. I'd like to hear the meat story, please.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Grim Reaper. This got to do with a pub over in the UK in County Durham. It's called the George Pub and Grill. And they're setting an eating challenge.
Oh.
Nothing unusual there. The burger is called the Big Ben Number 10. It costs £28.95. It includes 10 burgers, each with a layer of cheese and bacon.
Too much, I don't want it.
Weighs 1.5 kilograms.
Absolutely not.
It is 5 times your daily calorie intake.
That's terrifying.
And this is what the owner of the pub says. The burger is absolutely stacked high with juicy meat from top to bottom.
Oh, 60, the meat isn't juicy.
60 ounces of beef, tipped with so much cheese and 25 bacon rashers. With over 12,000 calories, the meal comes with the warning to eat at your own risk. Now you're hearing this story and you're going, Graham, you know what? There's nothing new in this story. There's eating challenges all over Dublin. Why are we going to the UK for this one?
I wasn't thinking that.
Well, there's something slightly different about this one. He says it comes with the warning to eat at your own risk, and that is why the man has pledged to pay compensation of up to £500 of his own money towards a headstone if the person eating it dies.
Well, what are we talking about? This is terrifying.
Now, I don't know if he dies choking on the burger or if he dies in the shop while eating the burger. What happens if he dies with heart-related problems or clogged arteries maybe a couple of months down the line, which is because of this? Is there a period of time that isn't said in the article here that he won't pay out for headstone?
I'd say it's just for the day. If anything bad happens to you that day when you eat the burger.
Now, I've looked up the prices of headstones. €500, ending up to €3,000. So you could get a kind of small rubbish one for the money he's given, or you just put it towards a kind of nice lavish one.
Those eating challenges are horrible.
We went on one of those eating challenges, and it sounds very similar to this one. About 10 burgers with bacon and with cheese on it.
We did it on a Saturday morning. Do you remember? You picked me up.
So stupid.
And I had breakfast beforehand, which was very silly.
It was so silly.
But the problem is with these eating challenges, they taste horrible.
Yeah.
They never taste nice.
If you gave me 12,000 calories of maybe Bunsen,
yeah,
then I'd happily eat it because the burger is nice and juicy and it's nice. These burgers, well, I'm only speaking for the one that we tried.
They don't put any love into it. It's all about quantity. It's not about flavour.
And the burgers are burnt and they're well done and they're charcoal-y. Well, Kyle Gibson, who is a competitive eater, he took on the Big Ben Number 10 challenge, finished it in 21 minutes and 56 seconds.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive. He said it was soft, full of flavour, filled a small hole. Overall, it's a quality burger. I don't know. The one we had was not quality at all, and I think we both nearly ended up getting sick.
I don't know
after.
If that's what we look for in a burger. Oh, it's soft. What's the flavour? It's soft.
It filled a hole. Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.